Genesis, the spin-off luxury automaker from Hyundai, launched its GV80 midsize SUV in 2021. Noting its high-quality interior, supple ride over bumps, and generous complement of standard tech features, Edmunds immediately ranked it as one of the top models in its class. But how does the Genesis stack up against the latest competition? The popular Lexus RX was fully redesigned for 2023, bringing with it new powertrains and improved features. The auto experts at Edmunds compared the two SUVs to determine which one most deserves your money. Engines and fuel economy. Two engines are available in the GV80. A 300-horsepower turbocharged 4-cylinder or a 375-horsepower turbocharged V6. Lexus goes for a broader lineup that includes four available powertrains, three of which are hybrids. The gas-only RX350, the RX350H Hybrid, RX450H Plus Plug-in Hybrid and the RX500H Performance Hybrid. The base RX350 packs a 275-horsepower turbocharged 4-cylinder, while the top-line RX500H has a hybrid powertrain good for 366-horsepower. Neither can quite match the power of the GV80, which Edmunds has found to be a little quicker in daily driving and for highway passing. But there's a big difference in fuel economy. The RX350H gets up to an EPA estimated 36 mpg in combined driving. Going with the plug-in 450H Plus could get you even better mpg. Meanwhile, fuel economy for the GV80 is lackluster. The 4-cylinder model checks in at an EPA estimated 22 mpg combined. Genesis doesn't offer a hybrid GV80 at all. Winner. Lexus RX. Comfort and utility. The GV80 stays reasonably well controlled when driving around corners. The real magic, however, is in the GV80's ride quality. The suspension does an excellent job of softening bumps both big and small. Part of the reason it does such a good job is it knows what's coming thanks to an available forward-mounted camera that reads the road surface ahead and adjusts the suspension accordingly. Seat comfort is also exceptional, and the cabin is well isolated from road noise and vibrations. Lexus vehicles have a well-earned reputation for providing a smooth ride, and the latest RX lives up to it. Additionally, the seats are comfortable and supportive and the interior is one of the quietest you'll find. But head-to-head, the GV80 is just a bit better. The GV80 also scores points for its roomier cargo area, higher maximum towing capacity and available third-row seat. That third row is small and only suitable for small children, but it can come in handy for those rare occasions when you need to take extra passengers along. Winner. GV80. Features and value. Both SUVs come well stocked with technology features. The GV80 comes standard with a 14.5-inch touchscreen with onboard navigation and Apple CarPlay and Android Auto smartphone integration. The RX has a 9.8-inch touchscreen standard with a 14-inch unit available on higher trims. One nice touch in the RX, however, is that you can connect your phone with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto wirelessly. In the GV80, you need to use a USB cable. RX pricing is also appealing. The least expensive RX in the lineup is the front-wheel drive RX350 that starts at about $50,000, including destination fees. Adding all-wheel drive is another $1,600. The GV80, which comes standard with all-wheel drive, starts at just over $59,000 for a 4-cylinder 2.5T model. The RX's lower starting price is a notable advantage, especially because both SUVs have a comparable set of initial standard features. The price gap narrows at the more expensive models, however. For example, step up to the GV80 3.5T with its V6 engine and you're looking at slightly more than $66,000 to start. The similarly powered RX500H is around $64,000. Genesis does offer the best warranty for a luxury brand, with 5 years, 60,000 miles for basic coverage and a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. The RX comes with a 4-year, 50,000-mile basic warranty and an 8-year, 100,000-mile warranty for the RX's available hybrid powertrains. Winner. Ty Edmonds says, the Lexus RX will easily please shoppers looking for comfort, reasonable pricing and reputable build quality. In many ways, the latest version continues to be a class benchmark. But it's the GV80, with its superior comfort, utility and distinctive style, that Edmonds experts find slightly more appealing overall. Blank. This story was provided to the Associated Press by the automotive website Edmonds. Alex Nishimoto is a contributor at Edmonds. Alex Nishimoto, the Associated Press.